Thanks, Mark. Aman?
I think the point which Mark raised is valid, but again, the thing which you have to keep in mind, there are a number of other studies where people have looked at the TOPO2 overexpression, and in TOPO2 non-overexpressors, non-anthracycline-based versus anthracycline-based chemotherapies are better, but in patients who are TOPO2 overexpressor, they are significantly better. I think it is the relative point. It's not that the treatment with anthracycline-based is inferior in those patient population which are TOPO2 non-overexpressor.
Dan, you made the comment right after Dennis Lehman presented this that you thought TOPO2 was not ready for prime time. I was sitting in the audience going, wow, that looks pretty impressive. I'm sure a lot of oncs thought it was too. Do you still feel the same way?
Yeah, I think Mark said it all. It's fascinating. I wish I'd thought of it. But there are a lot of reasons why this could be a false positive. There are a lot of reasons why it could be real. And I think we just need to, A, see longer follow-up, and, B, have the other groups follow up on it as well in their own sets. I mean, I think the nice thing is we've got at least 4, if not 5, large trials, and lots of people collected blocks. So we ought to be able to get an answer to all this.
Although the other trials suffer from the lack of a non-anthracycline arm.
True.
So are we going to get an answer then? Where are we going to get it from? Are we going to get one in the next 3-5 years?
With the complete data set, all 3,200, and longer follow-up with more events, the next planned interim analysis of this trial will be triggered by the 450th relapse event, right? The first planned interim analysis was at 300. The final analysis will be at 900. So the statistical power will be ever increasing along the way, and it may yield a significant result in the end.
Hal?
It seems very unlikely, though, that the TCH arm would ever be better than the ACTH
arms.
So really it seems the issue comes down to one of how much worse you think the cardiac toxicity is with the anthracycline arm. And I realize the data are still relatively young in that, but my take on the data is there's a relatively modest difference between those arms. And so I guess it's not clear to me why, even if we had a statistically significant result here in the TOPO2 analysis, that that would change anybody's practice.